Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. And welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out, as they say, on Drive Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. Anyway, more on that later. We start the podcast with Mikel Arteta's Arsenal beating Leicester, annoyingly, at the Emirates in the Premier League. Meaning, of course, they leapfrog the mighty Manchester United back into fourth place. Not for long, obviously. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
It's finished. Arsenal 2, Leicester 0. The Gunners are back into fourth spot with their fifth Premier League win in a row.
Yeah, that's only a position that we are in right now, and we know that there's still a lot of games remaining. A lot of twists are going to happen in this league for sure, and we have to be ready for it.
Listen, I'm delighted. It's been a long time coming. I'm one of those fans which a few months ago were calling for Arteta's head. I didn't rate him as a player. But yeah, it's coming good and I'm fully behind it.
Are you going to apologise to Arteta then?
Nothing to say, Daz.
Listen, he's got a point to prove. He's a young up-and-coming manager. It is coming good. Whether that be the fact that everyone around us is in poor form or whether it's because he's actually finding the gears to do something productive at Arsenal, it remains to be seen.
On now to Stamford Bridge. Chelsea beat Newcastle annoyingly thanks to a late Kai Havertz winner. It was, of course, the Blues' first match since Roman Abramovich was sanctioned by the government. Here's the manager, Thomas Tickle-Tickle.
It's Kai Havertz who celebrates at the Shed End. He surely won it for Thomas Tuchel at Chelsea. And after a chaotic week for this football club, finally the home supporters have something to cheer.
The focus is on me and maybe my staff and the 30 players. But I think there are, I know how many hundreds are working at Chelsea and they really care and they worked since decades and they may be much more concerned how to pay their mortgage or what's going on, if they maybe lose a job or not. So for them, it's like in the moment to show the spirit and to set an example, and this is what we do. I'm not so concerned for my team at the moment and for myself.
It's my club, it's my family. You can only football people will know what it feels like to love a club the way you do. It is family, it's your home, it's my second home. I could tell you every part of this ground, I could walk you around every box, every office, every part of the ground. I've been here since 1976, and what's happened this week has been shuddering.
If you've seen this morning's papers, you'll know this is being called the game of shame. One club until very recently owned by a man quietly supporting Putin's killing of the innocent in Ukraine. Another club whose Saudi owners should be investigated for war crimes against neighbouring Yemen, according to human rights organisations. Owners approved and endorsed by the Premier League. Now, once the Premier League said these owners were acceptable, that's the green light for fans to sing their name, showing gratitude towards them. In football terms, in his time here, Roman Abramovich paid for 21 trophies and the status of English, European and world champions. The Premier League said he was a good owner. So any wonder the fans loved him. Let's not forget, though, the Chelsea Football Club is bigger than one man. It was here before Roman. It'll be here long after him.
Coming to the ground today, Ada, honestly, I've done this journey God knows how many times, but today felt really different. There's a bit of intrepidation about what am I walking into. How's the atmosphere going to be today? Sunday kickoffs are always different. People's routine is slightly different. It was quieter when I've been here since 10:15. But yes, there is a real concern, a genuine concern amongst the fans over.
Yeah, there were emotional scenes at the London Stadium after West Ham beat Aston Villa by 2-1. Ukrainian Andrei Yarmolenko opened the scoring for the Hammers in his first appearance since the outbreak of the war. Here's his manager, David Moyes, speaking after the match.
He received an outstanding reaction from both sets of supporters when he came on. It's his first appearance in the Premier League since the 16th of January. He had his head in his hands when he scored. He was mobbed by his teammates, then tears in his eyes.
Sometimes football is a great way of making life change and making things look so different. But it also has a way of making you feel better for a little while. So Yarmolenko getting his goal today will be a great moment for him because it's been a terrible time. And you look, this is the first time we've put him on the bench since, you know, the war started. So he's not felt quite right. He was ill actually in midweek that we couldn't take him to Seville. So came on, and sometimes these things are written. I think for everybody it's something which, you know, you would be emotional about, because you're thinking to yourself, it's like this boy's family and different people connected to him are all in Ukraine, and all the Ukrainians who are having to go through with this. So for them to turn out and play professional sport and try and perform well can't be easy for them, but he made a difference today with his goal.
It was a bit surreal, to be fair, because he got it out of his feet, and as he'd done the outside of the boot and it went in the corner, everyone cheered, and then all of a sudden it was just clapping, and it was really, really surreal. It was really strange, really weird atmosphere, feeling and everything. Like, we all just stood there for ages, even the Villa fans, to be fair, so everyone just clapped. And then he sort of like marched back into the centre of the park and just applauded everyone, but you could see it emotionally got him big time. And even with the announcer shouting out goal scorer for West Ham and Ukraine, yeah, it was really, really lovely thing to be a part of and be there today, to be fair.
You know, I've always been someone who would always like to recognise and acknowledge stuff that's bigger than football. I think the Villa fans did as well. So it's a great moment for the kid. He's obviously been through an awful lot. Obviously, the world is suffering at the moment. But, you know, when it's your country, people are suffering more than others. So we acknowledge that. We send our best and our regards. And let's hope that he doesn't suffer for too much longer.
Are Frank Lampard's Everton too good to go down? No, apparently not, because they lost at home to Wolves and are outside the relegation zone only by goal difference. Here's Super Frank Lampard after the game, of course, living up to his name. Not.
Everton 0, Wolves 1. Frank Lampard said before this game it didn't feel like Everton were dealing with a relegation crisis. He may well revise that now.
That was a good start. The game went as we thought. Wolves are very tough, very organised, don't allow many opportunities. You have to fight for everyone, try and get in behind. We did a few times. At that point, at half time, we feel pretty good. I think the goal changes the whole face of that because it gives them confidence. It's what it is, you know, and you're losing games, and we've been losing games for a while before I got here. So that can chip away at the club, can chip away at the players. It's my job to keep that morale. It's not easy because we're waiting for the moment that changes it and you can sustain something. And today was a good example. We score early in the game and it works in our favour. Then we go on and win the game. And when you don't, it becomes very tough. So we just have to keep fighting for those moments to go in our favour.
In football, you get what you deserve. Maybe the Everton fans are getting what they deserve because they didn't want Rafa Benitez. They made that pretty clear, even though he made a decent start to the season. They didn't want Vito Pereira when he was the main man at one moment in time to get that job. They hung their hat on Frank Lampard. For me, I think Frank Lampard is a bit fortunate to be in that job.
I do feel sorry for Frank because he's dealing with a lot of players that aren't good enough for Everton Football Club. As Jamie Carragher said the other night, he's working with a back four that belongs in the Championship, Darren.
I understand this and I feel your pain as well. I mean, when you certainly look at the recruitment over the years from Everton as well, it doesn't make for good reading because they've spent a lot of money that, quite frankly, a lot of money that hasn't made them any better.
Can't see where the next win is coming from. That the confidence looks like it's drained away. They're too easy to play against away from home. They're a soft touch on their travels. I think it's one away win all season. I thought they'd be all right at Goodison Park, but then they go back to Goodison Park. They struggled against Boreham Wood, a non-league team in the FA Cup. Struggled for long periods to break them down at home. They've lost today, gone down with a whimper. I think they're in big trouble. I mean, if they do go down, Everton, will they be the biggest club ever to be relegated from the Premier League? I know Leeds went down only a couple of years after reaching a Champions
West
League semi-final.
West Ham had a really good side.
West Ham went down. But are Everton, as a football club, are they bigger than those two clubs? Nottingham Forest went down under Brian Clough as well. Everton are a bigger club than them. I think they might be the biggest team ever to be relegated if it happens.
Now, would you believe it? Leeds United managed their first win under Ted Lasso. Oi, Goldstein, you meet... Yeah, Jesse Marsh. thanks to an injury time winner from Joe Gelhart against Dean Smudger-Smith's Norwich. The win, of course, means Leeds are 4 points above the drop zone.
Joe Gelhart unmarked, 6 yards out. The simple task to pass it into the back of the net. We thought there'd be a twist in the tail, Lucy, but Leeds look like they've snatched it late on.
It gives us positive reinforcement. It will help the guys stay calm and focus on the process and not just what every point means. And I obviously know that every point is so valuable, but if we only focus on results and only focus on the table and what the points mean, then we will lose track of what is important for us in our process. So that's what I'm trying to focus on, and I'm trying to also, you know, continue to build the competitive edge to do whatever it takes on game day.
What's he going to give? No penalty. The roar of relief around Elland Road.
Luke Ayling slides in. He doesn't get near the ball. And Milo Rashica ends up standing on his foot, I think. Otherwise, he has a clear shot. I don't know what else he's meant to do. The referee has deemed it a penalty. But I have no idea about this word they keep using, subjective, on what's going to get overturned and what's not. And I don't think the officials do. I think it changes from game to game, week to week. And we're all left scratching our heads, unfortunately.
On to the sixth Premier game of the day. And Roy Hodgson's Watford beat Southampton at St Mary's very, very much.
Southampton 1, Watford 2, massive. It really gives them a chance now, especially with that Everton defeat.
We've got four games against the teams that are catchable, if you like. I'm fearful, if you like, in that respect of those games. But on the other hand, you can't deny it. They do give you a chance. You know, they are home games. They are six-pointers, if you like to call them that. And we don't have to lose them. If we're going to lose them, it'll be, hopefully, because the other team were better and not because we didn't do enough.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to Danny Kelly's Trans Europe Express with a scouting report on Manchester United's opponents, Atletico Madrid. Not Atletico, Atletico Madrid on Tuesday in the Champions League. Not Champions, Champions League. No one calls it Champions today.
Ilanga, 1-1! Out of nothing! United are back on level terms.
The Elanga goal doesn't count for more as an away goal anymore. And I know we keep talking about the change of the away goals rule. It's not the advantage for United that it would have been at this stage last year, for example. You look at Atletico and their ability to score, particularly through Joao Felix. You look at the fact that there's a freshness to some of those players because they are able to rotate if they need to. The fact that Griezmann is ready to play a role if he needs to as well. The injury, as Tim was saying, to José Mar Jiménez is an issue, particularly as they've had a lot of defensive problems this season. And Jan Oblak again looked malleable against Cadiz. By no means is this a done deal for Atletico. I feel it's still really open. You could argue that maybe Manchester United need it a bit more because Arsenal are going to have to go some not to make fourth place now.
Yeah.
Whereas I think you look at the dip of Betis and the slight resurgence of Atletico, four successive wins in La Liga, they are back in the box seat.
And Cristiano Ronaldo does it in the Champions League again.
Where would Manchester United be without their talisman, Cristiano Ronaldo?
The moments that Manchester United have had this season have centred around him. If it wasn't for him in the group stages, United would have already been out of the Champions League. And if they're going to beat Atletico, I wouldn't mind betting that he will be the man to deliver another big moment on a European night at Old Trafford.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar. Yes, I know it's beneath me, but what can I do? That's tonight from 10 p.m. Of course, with the fun boy, the moonface, the duck lover, Jason Cundy, after Crystal Palace lose to Man City. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it, whatever, as long as it's above board, just about. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.